I want to thank everybody for being on the call this evening, especially if you're not a member of the Church of Christ or you're not a member of the Church of Christ in Hollow Heights. We welcome you to our afternoon services. We are so thankful to God for all the many blessings. So good to be back with you all here in Houston. Had a great time on this morning. This morning after the VIP class, we had a baptism. So we're so thankful for the young man who obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ on this morning. We're praying if you want to call this afternoon for a few minutes, and you have not been baptized for the remission of sins, not a member of the Church of Christ, that you would hear the message this evening, understanding that Jesus hung, bled, and died, suffered on the cross. And God the Father loved you and gave his Son. His Son gave his life. And I hope you'll listen carefully this afternoon for the message, for it is an evangelistic Sunday for us, and we really putting emphasis on baptizing and teaching those who don't know Jesus and pour their sins about the Jesus, the Christ, who hung and bled and died for us. This afternoon, lesson very shortly, will be very short. Answering the door knock. Answering the door knock. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20 through 22. For Jesus himself says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and have sat down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches." These last three verses of Revelation 3. In Jesus' addresses to the seven churches of Asia Minor. We see in these words, verse 20 especially, an invitation. Jesus knocks at the door. It is up to those he's addressing to open and allow him in, to enter. When we open the door to Jesus, we have fellowship with him. But if the door is closed, we are none of his. The door before which Jesus is standing is not a physical door. I'm not talking about a door that's physically like walking into a house. It's your heart. It's the door of your heart, which you got to receive God's word with meekness. When you're hearing it right now, it's going through your ears into your heart, which is your mind. And Jesus knocking, you see. That's who's standing there. Will you answer this knock? Jesus is knocking at the door of all of our lives, all of our hearts. And then who's knocking? Jesus. First of all, I'll point out that the one knocking is merciful. According to 1 Peter 1 and verse 3, the Bible says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy begot us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." The one who's knocking is Jesus, who's very merciful. Number two, he's a patient Jesus. The one knocking is patient. The Bible says, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 5, "And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patience of Christ." The one knocking is knocking with love. Jesus is knocking with love. The Bible says, Ephesians 5, 2, "And walk in love, even as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for an odor of sweet smell." The one standing at your door is one who's merciful, one who's patient, one who's loving. Now, Jesus' love would not allow him to barge in and break down the door. What Jesus is doing, brothers, sisters, and friends, he's inviting the listener on the other side of the door. He invites them to come. The Bible records in John, in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. Jesus himself says this: "The invitation is, come unto me. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Jesus is calling the world. He's calling the world to him. He's our Lord. That's why the King of Kings and Lord of Lords is standing at the door. Imagine at your house, if this Jesus I'm talking about who's merciful, who's patient, who loves you, who invites you. He's standing at your door. You wouldn't open the door. You wouldn't open the door for Jesus. Sure you would. If you knew it was him, you would open the door and let him in your house. And he said, I'll come in and sup with you. He want to have a relationship with you. Anybody on the call this evening that need Jesus, he don't force himself on you. In the end, it's your choice whether to open the door or not. But what know this, the one who's standing is patiently, mercifully loving Jesus, waiting for you to respond. And either way, no matter what, after you hear a message like this, you either say yes or you say no. You open the door or you leave it closed. It's your choice. Who's standing? Who's he crying out to from the door? It's the world. Jesus is standing at the door, and the world has to answer this call. Who would answer this knock? The world. The Bible says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Watch this. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. The world needs to answer this knock. Only Jesus can satisfy the world's spiritual needs. We talked about that this morning. The spiritual man of woman must answer the gospel call. Jesus told his disciples, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. John chapter 14 and 6 and the following verses. Jesus is standing at your door this evening. He's there. He can meet your spiritual needs. He's the only one who can meet our spiritual needs. God sent him to save the world. Jesus now, he uses people like myself and other Christians who've opened the door of our hearts. We have opened, now received God's word by just accepting him, by being obedient to what he's taught us to do. And that's what I want you to do this evening. If you listen to your call, if you're on a call, just for a few minutes here, I'm just trying to get you to see something. If Jesus is standing at your door and you don't open the door, in the physical life, you would be rude not to open the door for Jesus. In the spiritual life, it's the same way. And he's using people like me to tell you. And I'm telling that I'm standing at the door, Tom. That's my job. That's what I do. That's what all Christians do. We are to tell the people. Jesus said in Matthew 28:18, all power has been given unto me in heaven and earth. So now, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We taught this morning. We taught the ones who were listening to us. But one young man stepped out. He wanted to be baptized. He answered the gospel call. He opened the door. He heard the knock. And it was my responsibility to teach it. We as Jesus people, Christians, have an opportunity to take advantage of everything we have to get people before Jesus that they may hear his knock. Jesus said in Revelation 3:8, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. God gives us opportunities. He gives us opportunity to share. Our responsibility is to share the message that Jesus is knocking, and the answer, and the ones listening will be the ones who would have to answer. What are we doing? What are we doing in our life? What are we doing with the evangelism Sunday? What are we doing? We're presenting the knock. We're saying it's Jesus in your life. He's knocking for you. He's waiting for your response. We got a merciful Jesus waiting, a patient one, a loving Jesus, and an inviting Jesus. Can't you see him? Come to me. Somebody going through trouble, you're going through trials, you're going through tribulation, you're going through sickness, you're going through pains and suffering in this life. Jesus is standing at your door, still knocking. Of all ages, he's knocking for the young man to come, the young lady to come, the grandmother, the grandfather, the mom and the dad. He's knocking at everybody's door. He said, I want you. I have an invitation. Come to me. Come to me. And I'll give you rest. The world must answer this call. The world must answer. Why? The world is in need of salvation. Jesus is the only one who can fulfill their spiritual needs. Jesus is using Christians like myself to tell people, hey, I'm standing at the door. Jesus has given us an opportunity. He's an opportunity to share. This afternoon, this call, people are listening. It's an open door to share. But the door I'm talking about is the door to your heart, that you will receive God's word with meekness, and that you will answer the gospel call on this evening. Who's waiting for your response? It's Jesus. He's on the other side. He's on the other side of the door. He's knocking. It's just a matter of, will you let him in? Will you let him in? He's knocking. He's teaching us through his word. We must teach others, brothers and sisters. The information that I'm sharing this evening must be shared with everyone. Let's never get to the point where we believe everybody knows the basic of salvation. The basic information is what the world needs. The world needs to know that Jesus is standing at the door, answering the door knock. Now, there are individuals. Each of us are uniquely different. There's not another common mix in the world. There's not another you. But there's going to be a day when your name will be called in death. What Jesus is doing is calling those of us who are living now. We're still alive. First call is to the sinner. Jesus said, Luke 5 and verse 32, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Jesus don't want people to live in sin. He wants them to try to live right. No, you're not going to be perfect. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about those who recognize, I'm a sinner, I'm falling short. I make mistakes. Yes, you do. But Jesus said, come to me. Come to me and give your life to me. I'm calling you to repentance. Make a decision you want to change. Make a decision you want to step out on faith and live for the Lord. Do the best you can. That don't mean you're going to be perfect. That don't mean you're going to walk around with a halo over here. It just means you are, as a sinner, is responding to the knock. You wasn't rude. You opened the door and let him in your life. Second people who need to answer this call is unfaithful Christians. So many people have been baptized before. Just because you've been baptized does not mean that you're going to be saved. You must remain faithful unto them. This knock is to those who may have fallen. Jesus said in Revelation 3:19, as many as I love, I reprove and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. See, you may be going through something and you're a member of church. You know you haven't been living right. You know your life is not where it needs to be. You know you've made some mistakes. And now you're going through a difficult time. You're going through sicknesses. You're going through situations in your life. You're having difficulties in life. But maybe because you need to open the door. Maybe you shut the door on Jesus. Maybe you need to think about it. He's still there. He didn't go nowhere. You shut the door on him. But he hasn't gone. He's still knocking. He said, I stand at your door. I want to come back here. You got to let him in your life. You got to let him come back through repentance. If you've been in the church, you've been baptized, and you have not repented or confessed, you shut the door on the Lord. You need to confess your fault and come back to him. You're going to have to answer that door knock. The third, the faithful Christian. Do you know he continuously wants us to keep our hearts open to him? In his word, he said, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Revelations 2 and the verse 10. We hear the knock of Jesus through his word. What I'm doing is preaching the word this evening. I preached the word this morning. When a man is preaching God's word, he's presenting the knock. He's presenting information. What Jesus standing at your door saying, we hear the knock of those, of the one who's knocking. He's knocking for the living. And he's knocking for you to live in a way where you hear the knock. To hear the knock of Jesus as I presented his word this evening. He's knocking. Can you hear him calling you? Jesus is calling. Calling, old sinner, come home. Now, you can hear the knock through a message like this, or even in your private study, as you read the word. But I want to say this too. Most of us know right and wrong. And you know when you haven't been living for the Lord. And you know if you need to do right. And you know if you need to make change. And what I'm doing is I preach the Word of God. The Word of God will prick your heart. It will touch your heart. It will touch your conscience. The Word is nigh. It can cut. The Word of God is quick, it's powerful, sharp and in it to end your soul. The Word of God would accomplish what it's been sent out to accomplish. God responds. Jesus responds to our needs. But we have to respond to the knock. God has provided for us. God has been good. I guess everybody on the call, I know everybody on the call will say God has been good to me. If you can't say that, let me say this to you. You're still living. That means God has given you a chance to get your life right with the Lord. With this being a Sunday where we focus on evangelism, but I mean, every day of our life, you need to think about this. This may be the last time. It could very easily be the last lesson you ever hear. See, Brother Brooks, I'm 15, I'm 16, I'm 25, 30, 40, 60. It don't matter what your age is. This may be the last sermon you ever hear. He said, well, what did I go wrong? You never open the door. You will never answer the knock. There was a man one time who was terminally ill. He was a very sick man. He was going to die. And he knew he didn't have long to live. The doctor came in and said, sir, there's nothing else. There's nothing else we can do for you. And the man was sad to hear that. He was afraid of dying. And so the doctor said, doctor, nothing else you can do? He said, no, I can't. Nothing else I can do for you. So the doctor got ready to leave. And he said, doc, I got another question. The doctor said, what's that? He said, what's on the other side when I die? And the doctor paused, with a puzzled look on his face, dropped his head and said, sure, I don't know. And he turned around, the doctor was getting ready to leave the room with the terminally ill man. And he got to the door, he heard a knock, he heard a scratching going on the door, bumping up the door, at the door. And he stopped. And he turned back around, went to the man in the sick bed, and he said, sir, you hear that? Said, yeah. Someone on the other side of that door. You hear the knock? Said, yeah, I heard it. What is that? He said, that's my dog. And the only thing that dog knows is that his master is on the other side of that door. So that man was saying, the only thing I can tell you, sir, is on the other side of the door is the master himself. See, here's the moral of that story. What's on the other side is Jesus, our master. And all of us are facing death. We're all terminally ill for the wages of sin. Is death. But you understand that Jesus who's knocking is a merciful Jesus, a patient one, a loving one. And this evening, he's knocking for the sinner. He's knocking for the fallen members of the Lord's church who's backslid. He's knocking for members to stay faithful. If you want to call this evening, understand this, that God so loved you that he gave his only son. His only son came to this world, lived among men. And yes, he was treated cruel. He was treated harshly. He was brutally beaten. He wore a crown of thorns. And they took him to the hill of Calvary. And they nailed the nails in his hands and his feet. And he hung on that cross for 6 long hours, shedding blood, that'll wash your sins away in baptism, like it did that young man we baptized this morning. When we baptized, he was washed in the blood of the Lamb. But he had to believe. You have to believe Jesus hung on that cross. You have to believe he shedded that blood. How many of you believe it? And they buried him in a tomb. He got up, and he's now standing at your door. He said, I want to come in. I want to sup with you. But you got to believe it. You got to be willing to change your life, repent of your sin. And don't be ashamed to say, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's what I asked that young man this morning. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? He said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And at that point, he was answering the call. He was answering the knock. And we baptize him for the remission of his sin. And so would you have to be. Baptism is for the remission of sin. Baptism is when you washed in the blood of the Lamb. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in him this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? I would say to all of us listening, understand this. You'll never want to get to the point where you can't hear the knock. Allow Jesus to help you. If you're a Christian, keep draw close to him. Allow him to help you to stay in your life. Stay in fellowship. You're walking the light as he's in the light. 1 John 1:5-7. And have fellowship with him. You're keeping that door open because he's continuously wanting to sup with you. If you're on the call this evening and you are not a Christian, I'm begging you, I'm pleading with you to consider the lesson this evening. If you have not been baptized, why don't you do that today? You need to be born of the water and of the Spirit. Why is that, Brother Burke? For Jesus says, you die in your sin. Where I am, you can't come. Except you believe. You're going to die in your sins, John 8:21-24. But Jesus said, come to me. Come to me. And you come through obedience to his word. Become a Christian. Live a faithful life. And if you die, when you die, and you die, you have to stand before God. And you'll be able to hear him say, well done, that good and faithful servant. Who will answer the knock? Who's standing at the door knocking? The song was singing. It's Jesus. He's standing there. Will you open the door and let him in? If you're on the call this evening, we hope you will respond to this evangelistic message to get you to make sure you focus on being saved. If you have not been baptized, you need to be baptized. If you've fallen by the wayside, you need to repent. Make a confession. Confess your fault. One to another. Confess your sin. He's just to forgive you. If you're faithful, but you've been going through some things. You've been dealing with some hardships in life. You've been going through some pain and suffering, or maybe going on with something going on in your life, something going on with your health, maybe something going on with your family, maybe something going on seems to be out of control, and you're a Christian. Don't you know the power is in the prayer? Power is in prayer. Spiritual blessing that comes only the children of God, the righteous. The Bible says, the eyes of the Lord were the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayer. We pray you'll come as we sing the song of encouragement this afternoon. Who should come? Those who have never been baptized. Who should answer the knock? Those who have never been baptized. Who should answer the knock? Those who have fallen by the wayside. Who should continuously answer the knock? Members who are trying to make it to heaven. Who should ask for prayer? Those who need it. If you're on the call, we appreciate you so very much. So at this time, we extend the invitation for you to respond.